Change. Change is a shift. It's something being altered or becoming different. We see that throughout our lives. In the style of our clothes, for example, the fashion trends that we have experienced. How we style our hair. The type of eyewear that we wear. Some of these changes are better than others, of course. Many of you are old enough to remember the leisure suit, not one of the better ones. Glasses are an interesting phenomena. I remember growing up hoping that I would not need glasses. Because when kids wore glasses, there was only one style to wear. Those dark black framed ones. Women had an alternative. They had those pointy rhinestone things that were often worn. The interesting thing now that particularly the dark black frames are back in style, of course. There are changes in the home decor. In our furnishings, in our appliances, changes in our means of transportation, and certainly in communication. We can go almost anywhere and at any time be able to communicate with others. I don't know if that's always such a good thing. There are also changes that come in our thoughts, in our perceptions, in our understanding, in our traditions. We have been taught many different things, but often then we are faced with new lessons and new information and new insight. And sometimes those changes are harder. Then, of course, there is being changed. We are changed when we marry. We are changed when we have children. We are changed when we move to a new community. And today we talk about then the transformation of Paul in being changed. Saul, as he was known, growing up in Tarsus, held a strict understanding of Jewish law. And then, as he became more and more engrossed in his understanding of this law, he singled out a small, growing group, persecuting the early followers of the gospel of Jesus. He brought harm to those who assembled and gathered in the name of Jesus. Those who had been changed and transformed by the message of Jesus. And then we know in the life of Saul there was a sudden reversal. A change that came to him, a revelation given by God. One that was unsolicited and unexpected. And then that he would promote the same teaching that he had been so strongly against and proclaim Jesus to the Gentiles beyond the borders and the boundaries of the land of Israel. What had brought about this change, this transformation? Paul would describe it as the understanding of God's grace. Contrary to his Jewish teachings that focused on rules and regulations of the law, contrary to the Jewish Christian version in those early days that emphasized the law to earn the favor of God. Paul recognized God's grace and that nothing could be done to earn God's love. There's a story about a man who one day went into the neighborhood donut shop. For reasons known only to himself, he stood in the donut shop just to take in the aroma. He went and asked at the counter how much it cost for his two favorite donuts. He was told $2. He placed $2 on the counter and left without his donut. He did the same thing the next day and the day after. And for many, many days to come, went into the shop, placed his $2 on the counter, and left. One day he went in, took in the aromas and the smells of the donut shop, walked to the counter, placed his $2 on the counter, and as he was about to leave, the young man behind the counter stopped him and said, "Sir, those two donuts are now $2.50. And so I share with you that story because of the difficulty in understanding, being able to truly grasp that no matter what we do not earn God's love. We do not strive to satisfy God by the claims of the law to show our strength. But as Paul would teach, an understanding of God's grace, that we recognize our weakness. And the word of grace comes to us through and when we are not in a position of strength. We read about Paul then, after this revelation, after this transformation and change in his life, how he tried to establish his authority among the disciples of Jesus. And Paul points to the radical change in his own life. He can't explain everything that happened. He knows what had taken place, but he truly cannot describe it. He simply shares his personal experiences of how he had been tied to the law, and now the center of his life was God's grace. And that he was humbly soaked in what had been lovingly offered to him. We read about love at first sight. How do we explain this? I met Allison when I was 18 years old. I knew her for 4 hours and was totally smitten. If someone were to love us at first sight, we do not deny it because we didn't earn it in some way. We celebrate it. We accept it. And so it is with God's love. Nothing that we've earned, but simply something that we celebrate. One of the wonderful things about reading about the life of Paul, that following his revelation, it did not lead to a conceit in his own life about his superiority of experiencing this revelation from God or any self-benefit did he use it for. But the impact of his being changed leads to his service, his personal sacrifice. So often when we experience change, we appreciate it when it's for our benefit. But for Paul, this transformation and this change was all about sacrifice and giving of himself. And Paul did suffer. Paul was challenged. And throughout his writings, when he talks about change, when he talks about the things that impact him, it's not what happens or how it happens, but rather he focuses on then, how am I to respond? How are we to respond? when the old is faced with the new, when the comfortable is challenged, how are we to respond? Paul would hold up the cross and he would say, God loved you like that. How are we to respond to meet the obligations of such grace and of such love?